Welcome to the Authority Podcast, Plumbing and Mechanical. When talking about the built environment, we would do well to remember, we shape our buildings, and afterwards, our buildings shape us. Therefore, on each episode, we'll discuss the latest trends from iAtmo in plumbing and mechanical safety, sustainability, and resiliency. Join me, your host, Christoph Lohr, and together we'll explore the ways we can make our buildings shape us for the better. And welcome back to the Authority Podcast, Plumbing and Mechanical. Joining me on this week's episode is Tony Marcello, Senior Vice President of Training and Credential Services. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Likewise. And joining us for a second time is Marianne Dickinson, founder of Dickerson Associates. You were on our very first episode, so excited to have you on season four now and having you come back.
I can't believe it's season four. Wow. That's great. I'm happy to be here.
We're really happy to have you here, both of you here, and talking about a really exciting opportunity for people to get engaged with industry and learn a lot. Specifically, what we're going to be talking about is the Emerging Water Technology Symposium that's going to be located here in Scottsdale, Arizona, right close to my hometown here of Phoenix, and where the industry is going to gather to talk about some really exciting things. And I think what our listeners will probably want to hear about first is, what is the Emerging Water Technology Symposium? Tony, do you want to start us off? And then Marianne, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'll be happy to kind of introduce the event. So the Emerging Water Technology Symposium, or as we call it, the EWTS, as the full title can be a little bit of a mouthful, is really kind of an important industry event that's co-convened by IAPMO, ASPE, and PMI, as well as in conjunction with the World Plumbing Council, to bring people together to kind of talk about, what is coming up on the horizon in terms of new technology and the impact it's going to have on the current water infrastructure and availability. As you said, this next one will be in Scottsdale, May 14th and 15th. It's really designed to kind of highlight, new technology, which also includes, software, which is a growing piece of the water puzzle these days, covering, plumbing and water usage practices, as well as important research and public policy, that impacts the water world. So this year's event really is trying to focus on a particular theme, with that theme being the nexus between sustainability and safety. So I think everyone agrees that individually, both of those efforts are extremely important. I mean, people need to have water available, so sustainability is important, and the water that people drink and use needs to be safe, But what happens sometimes is as efforts are made on one side, it can sometimes cause unintended consequences on the other side. So this year's EWTS is really going to be focused on, where those things come together and how do you solve some of those problems and avoid some of those unintended consequences. With the focus, again, being on water scarcity issues and the sustainability and safety aspect of it, Scottsdale actually made a lot of sense to hold this event. If you think about it, with the very real water scarcity issues that are facing that area, it made sense to convene a conference like this in the areas that they're actually seeing these issues and trying to deal with these issues in real time. So. As I said, as you point out, we are very fortunate to have Marianne with us today as well to talk about the EWTS. Marianne has been involved with EWTS since it first started way back in 2008. She's been played a very important role the entire time, and a leadership role, and we're very lucky now that she has retired in a way, she's no longer with the Alliance for Water Efficiency, but seems to be keeping herself busy in her new endeavor. But she's continuing to work with EWTS as the chair of the technical committee that helps put together the program. So we're very lucky to have her with us.
Excellent. Mary Ann, I was going to say, from your perspective and the context, you know, the history, obviously you've been with the EWTS for a long time, as Tony alluded to. You know, what, I guess, you know, kind of following up that question or adding to it, you know, what is EWTS to you and what makes it different from other water conferences?
So this is such an interesting question, because when we first started putting together this symposium back in 2008, that was when reduced water flows were starting to have some impacts in utility distribution systems and in buildings. And suddenly the Legionella scare became a real thing. And this was the first conference to talk about Legionella and sustainability in the same vein, but give practical advice to not only those in the plumbing industry, but those in the water utility world as to how to correctly deal with it. You know, Legionella should not be a reason to not do water efficiency. And so that was one of the very first premises of EWTS when we started it in 2008. And I've been at, you know, every one of them except San Antonio. So I have a great respect for this conference, because it, I think, brings together the right kinds of people to have this conversation. Utility people don't always come together with the plumbing industry experts in the kind of form that this provides. And so this is a really unique opportunity, especially now that it's in Scottsdale and the arid West, where Colorado River issues are going to be so paramount in water utility reductions and demand. This is going to be a conference where making sure those reductions don't cause safety issues in water quality, it's a huge issue. And so, from my experience, this is the only conference that talks about that. I go to a bunch of conferences, you know, American Water Works Association and others, but this one really focuses very succinctly on this topic. And so it's a terrific, terrific symposium for both the plumbing industry and the water utility industry to attend.
Excellent. Well, we're talking about attending. So I guess first I'll ask you, Mary Ann, and then Tony, maybe if you want to follow up, you know, is who should attend the EWTS and why?
So I spent a lot of my career working with the water utility industry. You know, as the CEO of the Alliance for Water Efficiency, this was a big issue. As we lobbied hard for national standards and efficiency, we were very sensitive to what those implications might be. So for me, it's really important that the water utility community pay attention to this issue, because as they get slammed with you know, boil water orders because their chlorine residual hasn't gone all the way into the customer meters, you know, they need to address these slow aging water issues and potential Legionella and other contaminant issues, but not at the expense of water efficiency. We can make this work. So I think water utility folks who are right at the line of managing their water operation systems and their water quality programs ought to come to this conference, because it really will give them some very good, practical, important advice.
Excellent. Tony, any recommendations from your end about who should attend?
Yeah, you know, earlier, Mary Ann hit upon, I think, one of the really interesting aspects of this conference that really makes it unique, in that it's the group that we bring together. You know, as she mentioned, utilities and the plumbing industry don't always come together, you know, to talk about some of these issues. And this conference really kind of brokers some of those discussions and is able to get input from both sides. So it really does have kind of a niche place, you know, in the kind of water conference world. But, you know, in addition to the utilities, you know, the other folks that should be there, you know, it was quite extensive. So much so I actually had to make a list to make sure I didn't leave out any important groups. But, you know, so some of the folks that should be there are, you know, folks from manufacturers, folks from government. You know, as we mentioned, you know, public policy is often discussed, you know, as part of the symposium. People from other industry associations, especially those that deal with these same issues that we're trying to tackle, as Mary Ann mentioned, the utilities, but then also folks from academia, engineers, consultants, you know, people that are going to be out there trying to market themselves as people to help people deal with these types of issues. Those people should be there, as well as standards developer and the trade press, in order to be in the know as to what's coming, you know, and how people are looking to try to deal with some of these real world issues. So there's no short list of people that should come. I think, you know, in a nutshell, you could say that everyone in the water world would benefit from being there. But, you know, these are really the kind of core groups I think would benefit the most.
Excellent. I guess this question goes, Tony, you had mentioned that Marianne is the chair of the planning committee here for speakers. Marianne, can you give our listeners a preview of some of the speakers and sessions that the 2024 EWTS will include?
Sure, happy to do that. And Christoph, you're co-chair with me, so we've got, you know, both sides taking a close look at putting together a program that people will like. It's a two-day conference. We're going to start with a keynote speaker from Arizona State University, Sarah Porter, who's going to talk about the role of water sustainability in you know, demand management in the West. The keynote on the second day is going to be Will Sarney, formerly of Deloitte, but now the founder and CEO of Water Foundry. He's a technology expert, and he's going to give a keynote talk on water innovation and decentralized and extreme decentralized technologies, because we're seeing in these decentralized technologies where some of those safety issues do crop up. So we've got two keynotes that are going to anchor the 2 days. The first day, we're going to focus mostly on sustainability, topics like the water energy nexus, how saving water saves energy, and how that is calculated. We're also going to jump into the unintended water quality challenges for water utilities. That'll be an afternoon session on the first day. And then on the second day, we'll talk some more about the solutions and what some of the challenges and opportunities are for making progress in this area. And we'll finish with a panel that Christoph is going to lead that's going to focus on where do we go from here? What are going to be our action items? What are the solutions that we need to work on together as multiple industries? And so that's going to be an open and interactive session with the audience.
Excellent. Well, for our listeners, Tony, if you can just help in wrapping this up, can you repeat the dates and websites and deadlines to register for our listeners, just so that if they're interested, they can attend?
Yeah, no, me too. Because we look forward to seeing everybody in attendance in May. So the EWTS, again, is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, May 14th and 15th. As Marianne said, it's a two-day event, a very packed schedule. We encourage everyone to sign up early, as we do have, you know, limited seating, you know, and we're expecting higher than average interest this year. So the early bird deadline is March 15th. You know, it saves folks that are interested in going about $100 off the total price. So encourage people to act sooner rather than later. Also, there is a room block with the venue that it's being hosted at. So those rooms are kind of first come, first serve. So it's always good to get your plans done, you know, earlier and not wait till the last minute. Again, I encourage folks to visit the website. It's EWTS.org. It has a lot of good information about some of the past EWTSs for folks that might be interested in some of the issues that have been tackled in the past. It will also contain the preliminary program for this EWTS, so people can look up all the presentations that are going to be taking place, as well as who the presenters are presenting those presentations. Happy to say that, you know, registration is live, so folks are able to get over there, as I said, sooner rather than later by going to EWTS.org. And if you look in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a yellow button that says register. Click on that, and it'll take you over to the registration portal to enter your information and payment, and you'll be all good to go.
And there's also a hotel room block.
Fantastic. Well, as I say, May in the Phoenix metro area in Scottsdale will be a great time to be here. During the day, it'll be a little bit warm, but we'll be in sessions, and in the evenings, it'll be absolutely perfect to go out dining. I enjoy some of the outdoor dining opportunities in the Phoenix metro area. So I'm really excited to to be part of the host city to host this event. And on behalf of the Authority Podcast Plumbing Mechanical, I want to say thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Tony, for taking some time out of your busy schedules to help talk to our listeners about this great event.
Yeah, happy to. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of the Authority Podcast, Plumbing and Mechanical. Love this episode of the podcast? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Please follow us on Twitter at AuthorityPM, on Instagram at The Authority Podcast, or email us at iatmo@iatmo.org. Join us next time for another episode of the Authority Podcast, Plumbing and Mechanical. In the meantime, let's work together to make our buildings more resilient and shape us for the better.